Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, staying active, especially in the cold months, very, very crucial. You have some tips for us on how to do so.
Yeah, you know, today I thought it'd be appropriate, since it's the winter months, to talk about easy ways to stay indoors and how to care for our, you know, both mental and emotional well-being during these cold winter months of January and February. You know, when the sidewalks are icy and the wind howls and the temperatures are freezing, or maybe even getting outside just isn't safe or even enjoyable, we still need to remember that our bodies need movement every day. But the good news is we can stay active right inside our homes. Simple activities like chair exercises, maybe some gentle stretching, or even walking laps inside our house can help keep our muscles strong and our joints flexible. You know, put on some music that we enjoy, maybe even do some light, you know, stepping in place or sidestepping in your living room. You know, if you have even access to online videos or you still have a DVD player with some exercise DVDs, you know, even trying a senior-friendly exercise class or maybe a Tai Chi class is offered in your local community. Maybe you even start a daily stretching routine that you do every day. All of those things can help keep you active. And remember, every little bit of movement counts, whether it's the light housework, folding laundry, or even standing up and sitting down a few times, maybe even on commercials while you're watching TV or a movie, can wake those muscles up. Just make sure you wear, you know, good non-slip shoes, you know, you keep your hallways and walkways clear, and take breaks when needed. Keeping your body active helps you balance, you know, boost your energy, and even improves our mood. For older adults who may not feel comfortable getting out as much, you know, maybe when the weather's not good outside, dealing with the short days and long nights can make winter feel so isolating. But staying connected doesn't have to be complicated. You know, look for community programs in your area. Maybe it's your local senior center that you can get out to. Maybe it's a local church or one of the programs maybe we offer here an extension to go to. Or maybe you have a regularly scheduled, you know, game day with some friends or neighbors. Maybe it's a craft group or a coffee group. These small moments of connection can brighten an entire day or week for some. If getting out isn't maybe easy, but you still want to stay socially active, you can still do that indoors. You know, try scheduling a weekly phone call. Maybe it's a virtual book club that you do, or maybe start a small check-in chain with friends. I love this idea, you know, where maybe you call each other and rotate who you call next. And for families listening, reach out regularly. We all know a quick phone call, dropping off a warm meal, or maybe even sending a photo by text when you're out and about at activities can make someone's whole day. Loneliness is the most easily to overcome with simple, consistent connections that we can provide. You know, many people feel a drop in energy or moods during the winter months, and older adults are no exception. This may be a sign of seasonal affective disorder or SAD. You know, common symptoms might include feeling down most days, sleeping more than usual, losing interest in favorite activities that we loved doing before, or maybe even feeling more tired and sluggish. These symptoms can be easy to overlook, especially if you deal with other health conditions. But there are simple ways to support your mood during winter. Try to get more natural light, maybe by opening the curtains in the morning when you first get up, or maybe it's sitting near the sunny window in the warm afternoon sun. You know, on milder days, and maybe what we might think of as the heat of the day, maybe try stepping outside for a few minutes to just get some fresh air. Some people benefit from light therapy boxes that are actually designed to mimic natural daylight. You know, experts say that keeping a regular routine, staying socially connected, and moving our bodies every day can make a real world of difference for our mood and our health. And if sadness or low energy lasts more than 2 weeks or starts to interfere with your daily activities, it's important to talk to your healthcare provider. It's common, but very treatable. So winter can be a challenge, but with small movements, those meaningful connections, and attention to our emotional health, we can get through it feeling stronger and supported together. So as we all continue to survive these cold snaps that we have in the winter months, always remember to stay warm, stay active, and stay connected. For more questions related to adult development and aging, you can always reach out to me at 785-828-4438.
Important to stay healthy and active during these winter months. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.